She blues for me in her little village in a cabin on the hill. We made our vows, we love each other, and I know we always will. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I'll watch her bloom and it will burn, and to me there'll never be another. I'll never tell the day I die. Oh, in dreams I see my darling, and I can't tell, she looks so sweet. Oh, I long for old Kentucky, and my darling wants more to me. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as the air rolls, and to me there'll never be another. I'll never tell the day I die. Oh, I know you often wonder, so I'll tell you the reason why. She's my rose of old Kentucky, and I know she will never learn. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I'll watch her bloom and it will burn, and to me there'll never be another. I'll never tell the day I die. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, that's the definition of bluegrass. I have strong hopes that Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys will be here next year, and that all of you will be here too. While we're doing sentimental things, this is a present. And it's for a guy who has had an awful lot to do, in fact, almost everything to do, with bluegrass in New England. Don Stover, who plays a five-string banjo, has been in the Boston area for 20-some years. He worked for a long time with the Lilly Brothers, of course, at the Hillbilly Ranch, and it was one of the reasons I came to Boston originally, was because Don was there. He is now moved back to Maryland and has a farm down there. And we miss him a lot, and it's a little bit corny, but it's a present that we got for him, which I hope he'll come out and accept. Make Don Stover welcome. He's going to need a penknife to open it, I think.
Got me more nervous than as if I was at Carnegie Hall. Truly. Nancy, this is about the greatest honor that's ever been bestowed upon me.
Where do you see it?
I'm simply great. You mean I must open it here?
You better open it, yeah.
Okay. Just for you. Who tied the ribbon there? Look, I'm truly. You got me all nervous now, Nancy, and all shook up. And
there's been so many a night when we had a show where I was nervous about something, and Don and I would talk to each other on the telephone, sometimes about ghosts, sometimes about flying saucers, about anything to keep our minds off whatever the current emergency was. Bluegrass, as everybody out there probably knows, has been a very delicately balanced thing for years up here in New England. We're far away from the roots, and all of us here are spread out some. We're not in close places. And to pull everybody together to make a show work is not an easy thing. It's one of the reasons why I think if you want to hear real bluegrass, it's always an effort to get to wherever a show is. It's an incredible amount of energy that goes into preserving bluegrass music away from, so far away from its roots. There are an enormous number of what I call real bluegrass people in New England, and I think we've got a lot of them here today, and I know that they owe affection and friendship to this guy who has had so much to do with keeping it vital in Boston. Have you got that thing open yet?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Nancy, you've been so nice to all the folks up north there, and she's provided bluegrass music work for a lot of entertainers, and I swear that goes an awful long ways. And I think Nancy's doing an awful lot of credit, too, truly, for keeping bluegrass and old-time music alive in Boston. It's all yours, gal.
While we're about it, we ought to thank all of the Boston area Friends of Bluegrass and old-time country music people and David Webb. There's so many of you. A lot of people who've come up today have said, you know, who did this? Well, Dan Bump of the Beacon Banjo Company did this. The Boston area Friends of Bluegrass did it. The Connecticut Bluegrass Society did it. The Maine Bluegrass people did it. There are an enormous number of people who have pulled together to make this event the way it is. And I sort of think it's natural. I think it's the way it is. Would you open that darn thing?
It's been a real great festival. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I think you could search the whole world over. And the finest entertainment in the bluegrass industry in the world is right here today, really, on this whole continent right here. Yeah. They had it here. Yeah. And I believe it's going to be a greater and a bigger one next year. We're looking forward to it.
Can Are you I come all going to come back next year?
Can I come back, too?
All right.
Can I come back, Nancy, next year?
Yeah, you can.
Here's the unveiling part.
All right.
Please hold that.
Wow.
It gets fancier.
Looky here, boy. We're getting all fancy down here now. My goodness sakes, what do we got here? Ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes on this beautiful...
Let me read it to him.
Nancy, I am truly highly honored, really.
You want to know what it says? It says to Don Stover with love from a bunch of damn Yankees.
And it's an honor that's a great honor that I shall treasure for many, many years to come. Thank you very much, Nancy. Thank you, folks. Bless you.
Let's hear it for him.